Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, Josh Reese, and Aaron Rosa.
Wow.
It's a big Transformers podcast.
I get this for, you know, Fast X, but for Transformers? Yep. Four-man booth?
All right. I mean, come on. It's a generational movie, Joe.
Well,
Jesus.
It wasn't until the very, very end of it.
Yeah.
And then you're
spoiler
like,
alert!
And then you're like, wait, what?
No spoilers yet, but yeah, that was
I think we
pretty
can,
mind-blowing.
We can spoil it. Vin Diesel finally is connecting the universe.
Yeah.
Finally connecting the universe.
God, there were so many moments where I was like, if they just threw in Vin Diesel here, everything would be better.
Oh, my God.
First, there was a couple moments in the movie for sure.
I was Josh. I was praying for Dwayne Johnson to show up.
Without spoiling it, what they did, like you're joking, like Vin Diesel should have showed up. Like for me, my age, that's what they basically did.
Yeah,
like
much.
That was like, wait a minute, what?
Fair enough.
We'll get into it later.
We'll get into that later.
I know what Aaron thinks about this movie. I don't know about Joe yet. I mean, I was sitting next to Aaron, so we both know
was
how
he yelling
feel about
at you?
This movie. Basically, yeah. But first, we have to talk about the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash. So, you know, last week we saw Across the Spider-Verse, and some interesting facts have come out since we've, you know, seen this movie.
Right.
One of the scenes in Across the Spider-Verse was created by a 14-year-old boy.
What?
Preston Mutanga made the, remember the Lego scene?
Yeah.
That was made by this 14-year-old.
He made it.
He made it.
He produced it.
He produced it. He made it.
I mean, it was like 4 seconds, right? But still.
Yes, but it was awesome. Yeah. The producers, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, saw his Lego version of the first Across the Spider-Verse trailer. So the first trailer came out. This little kid made a Lego version of it.
Shut up.
And it was so good that they were like, okay, well, I guess make a scene for us in the movie. And he did. That was one of my favorite scenes.
Wow. I kind of want to see his Lego Spider-Man, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Okay. I'll have to watch it. I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's insane.
14-year-old. Also, the film directors said that they almost had a huge live action sequence, but it was cut during the storyboard process. I can imagine what that was.
What?
That sounds amazing. I kind of feel like something like that's going to happen in the next one, though.
Hmm.
Maybe it was a live action scene of them like getting in.
Oh, nice spoiler alert, dum dum.
Nightcrawler.
So I'll have to edit that. Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. That's right.
Night vision.
Honestly, if you haven't seen it by now.
Right? I mean, everyone's seen it.
It's been a fucking week.
Everyone has seen it by now.
You can't spoil
Andrew?
The biggest part of the movie.
That's not the biggest part of the movie.
That's not the biggest part of the movie.
Oh, my God.
For me, it is.
It was like 3 seconds.
For me, it is.
Okay.
The biggest surprise? Biggest surprise? That was a big deal for me. That was a huge deal for me.
Sure.
Yeah. They also announced, you know, people have been like, oh, I guess they'll do these Spider-Verse movies forever. They're saying that Beyond the Spider-Verse will be the last one because one of them said, like, we're so tired.
It's a lot.
You know, you saw the credits. There's a lot of people that make these fucking animation movies. So it's a lot of work. So they said they're done after this. Mm. But we'll see what happens. But, yeah, if you haven't seen it, go fucking see it. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Also, Disney announced that Ahsoka will premiere on Disney Plus on August 23rd.
Yes.
We knew it was August. Now we have a official date with Rosario Dawson fucking people up with her lightsaber.
Mm.
The trailer looks really good. You know, it dropped like a month or two ago. Looks very interesting, kind of like Andor.
And when is the time period?
If they take it seriously.
Anyone?
Probably the same as Mandalorian.
That's what I kind of gathered right afterwards.
Because she's been in The Mandalorian.
Between 3 and 4?
No. Between 6 and 7.
So we don't think this is going to be before Mandalorian?
I mean, I guess it could be. I don't know. There's... You know what? I bet if we did 10 seconds of research, we could figure it out, but I'm not going to.
I'm not going to do that.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Right.
You never know. Because she was around She was around during the Clone Wars.
She was around during everything.
You know?
She's kind of been everywhere.
Yes.
So who knows?
But she couldn't have survived Order 66 or whatever it was.
She did.
She did because she was there during Mandalorian. That's
way after.
Mandalorian is after Return
She probably
of the
wasn't
Jedi.
Even a Jedi during Order 66. Or maybe
she was.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Good job, Josh. Ahsoka will take place around the same time as The Mandalorian.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah.
5 years after 6.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, there's still a chance that, you know, we could see some Grogu. Potentially.
Following the fall.
I've had enough Grogu for a while.
Come on.
I'm Grogu'd out.
No more Grogu.
Except for the awesome Grogu Lego thing that my son made that's on the table.
Following the fall of the Empire, but really just, you know, they were fine. And they built their entire army easily once again in the next movie.
No, it's just Mandalorian season 3 was
first order.
Mandalorian season 3 was so bad that I don't need any Mandalorian for a while.
Yeah.
You know, even ever again, unless you're going to come back and do something good again.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. Also, some other lame news. Marvel changed the name of Captain America 4. It was originally Captain America New World Order.
Oh, my God.
Right. And they were like, that's too cool, and we suck now. So let's change it to Brave New World.
Oh, Brave
that
New World.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
Brave New
World. To be honest, that sounds something that is 100% 2023.
I know.
It's a Brave New World.
New World Order, all wrestling jokes aside, New World Order sounds threatening. Like, holy fuck, there's a new big bad coming around and like, you know, what the fuck's going to happen? And then New World Order. Oh, my God. What's he going to, who's he going to fight? Red Hulk is Harrison Ford. Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. And then Brave New World. Wow. With flowers.
It's a wonderful world. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. Fucking Captain America is going to take a magic carpet ride with Harrison Ford.
It's a sing-along the entire show.
Yeah. And all wrestling jokes not aside, I loved the title.
I know, like, it would be so perfect. You have Hulk Hogan come on Raw. He's like, let me tell you something, brother. Go see New World Order in theaters this weekend, dude.
And then Vince cuts a promo for Marvel. He's like, you know what Marvel needed? In phase 6, or they're in NWO.
Poison. They needed a lethal
dose of poison.
That's Kevin Feige. He's like, now that people hate his new movie, he's like, I'm going to kill my creation. I'm going to inject a lethal dose of poison. Kevin Feige's had it. You don't like She-Hulk? Fuck you! New World Order.
Well, it is getting some WWE crossover with Seth Rollins. So.
That's true. He's in it.
So, I mean...
That's true.
He's in it in some capacity. We don't even know yet.
He'll probably get deleted. Deleted scene.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's great.
Moving on.
She-Hulk. Poison.
That was poison for sure. Oh, jeez.
What was the Miss Marvel? Poison.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We're poisoning the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, moving on. The Hollywood Reporter says James Gunn's Superman Legacy film will introduce the Authority.
More wrestling.
Who are you?
Aaron, tell us about this.
The Authority.
I don't know much about the Authority, honestly.
Where's Eric?
Josh, tell me about this.
I also don't know much about this, so I guess we're going to have to reconvene
anyways,
next week.
They're going
to
introduce the Authority, whatever the fuck that means.
It sounds like something that Lex Luthor might be involved in.
Will there be a Superman cameo in The Flash? Do we know? Like, have we heard any rumors?
There's been rumors.
Okay. But we don't know who's playing Superman.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Then also, season 3 of The Witcher drops on Netflix June 29th. This is the last season with Henry Cavill before he's replaced by Liam Hemsworth.
That's right.
So this is season 3. Like, why not just end it?
Because they want to keep going. I don't know. It's interesting because...
Liam's playing the same role?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of it?
No, but a couple of my friends love the show.
Heard it was
Aaron's... You're a Witcher guy, right?
It's a good show, but trying to watch it after Cavill leaves, I mean, he's the whole heart of the show.
He's the show.
It's hard to replace it. It's hard to replace, you know, the main guy, but...
Like, Liam Hemsworth's fine. I mean, he's good, but you can't just replace Cavill in season four and expect the fans to come back.
It's interesting because, like, when they announced he wasn't coming back, it was, like, right after he returned as Superman, and I was like... Is he not returning to Witcher because of... But now he's not returning as Superman anymore either. So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Maybe he just didn't want to do it anymore. We don't really know. He released a statement just saying it's, you know, he's done with the show, but...
Didn't we talk about this, that maybe he bailed on Witcher so he could do Superman, and then he got fucked in this whole deal?
That's what I just said, yeah. Like,
and now he's just going to play video games.
Maybe.
He's a big video game guy.
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, he definitely is not at the gym 5 hours a day. He's a big video game guy.
Well, that's all he does, video games in the gym, you know.
That's what he claims, but...
Have you guys seen the series Spartacus?
No.
It is so good. So Spartacus had... Andy Whitfield played Spartacus in season one. Then he died of cancer in real life. They had to bring a new guy in, Liam McIntyre, and he was... Also amazing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it actually worked. Like, the only time I've ever really seen it work, because it had to, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's a great series you guys need to watch. It's so good.
Like, it's 10 years ago?
Spartacus. Yeah. I know it's a little bit older, but
yeah.
Yeah. It's really good.
Right. Also, more MCU stuff. Anthony Hopkins recently did an interview with The New Yorker, and he didn't have nice things to say about the MCU now that his character is dead.
You made his money, now he's out.
Hopkins said, sit on the throne, shout a bit. If you're sitting in front of a green screen, it's pointless acting.
You sit on the throne of lies.
All these guys are so crotchety about that. I mean, geez.
After they've been a part of it, too. You know what I mean?
After you made a lot of money.
You did three movies. If it was that stupid, why'd you do three fucking
movies? Why'd you do it, period?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Three, four, whatever.
When people like stuff, I mean, I get it. Thor, you know, most of the Thor movies weren't good, but yeah. And then Chris Hemsworth also told GQ that Thor 4 was too silly.
Uh-oh.
He said, I think we just had too much fun. It just became too silly.
It's a little silly. It was a little silly.
I still loved the movie when I saw it.
Yes.
Like, I really liked it. I get it. They did not take advantage of Christian Bale like they should have.
Well, right.
They did not.
Right, and they made him less dark. Remember, they had a scene that they had to cut because they thought it was too chilling.
Yeah.
Or something like that, like a scream of his.
He's barely in the movie, pretty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but without spoilers, like, I didn't love Jane's arc, like her whole arc.
No, not really. No. I like the movie, though. It's fun, you know?
Yeah.
When I saw it, it was in theaters, was great. Then when it, like, you know, it was like, oh, it's on Disney Plus, or like, oh, the Steelbook, because I collect Steelbooks of some of my favorite movies. I was like, nah. But I loved it when I saw it.
Yeah. I mean, it has some silly moments, but it's actually, when you think about it, it's pretty fucking dark. I mean,
it's kind of dark.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
It's kind of edgy.
I mean, the post credit scene makes up for what happens, but what do you got, Josh?
The only thing I've got for Jack Ryan fans out there.
Oh.
The final season 4, is coming out soon on Amazon Prime. June 30th is when Jack Ryan will restart. They will do 2 episodes each Friday until the season finale on July 14th.
That's with John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Has anyone here watched it?
Yeah, I love Jack Ryan. Yeah, Jack Ryan's really good.
It's a good show.
Okay.
What I think is kind of neat is that, you know, this is coming out 6 months after season 3 ended. And, you know, usually after a season ends, it's a year and a half before a new season comes out.
It depends.
But I kind of like this because I really like the way season 3 ended. And, you know, I don't have to wait a year. You know, it's coming out. It's coming out really, really soon. So
yeah.
I'm kind of excited. You know, we're getting the Jack Ryan news, but we're still waiting on Invincible news. We're still waiting on Boys news, so, you know, at least...
That's true.
At least we're getting this, I guess.
Boys is either going to be the end of the year or early next year. They finished filming a few months ago, but...
Is this the final season? Mm.
No.
No.
They have not said that at all.
No. Really?
I think it's quite the opposite.
I think this is like season... a midway point, if anything.
This is going to be 4, right?
4.
Yeah, this is going to be season 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can't kill this. No, it's their moneymaker.
Aaron's got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, wow.
Are you caught up, Aaron?
No, I know a decent bit.
You haven't watched anything yet.
No, I know a decent bit about the comic series, but I haven't started the show yet.
You got to catch up, man.
Wow.
It's really fucking good. Anything else?
No, that's all I've got. That's all I've got.
Well, then I guess I'll let Joe take it away since he's the big Transformers guy. You know, he's the one that watched Transformers. I was born after all this, so I don't know. That's a Pete Davidson joke who's actually in this movie.
That's true.
Joe and I are the old guys here, so we're going to have some opinions about this.
Has anyone seen all of them like I have?
I'll
say this.
Okay, no.
I saw the first one in 2007 with Shia LaBeouf. Didn't like it. Haven't seen one since.
Love that movie.
This one.
I really do love the first Transformers.
I like the first one too. I am curious, since Joe's seen them all, he already knows. But Aaron, Andrew, do y'all guys know how many Transformer movies there are?
This is like this one. Six, right?
This is six.
Seven.
This is seven?
Seven.
Oh, Bumblebee.
Right.
Well, I was including Bumblebee. I guess I missed one.
With Bumblebee, this is seven.
Right? What,
but isn't that insane?
But you know, it's funny how the worst franchises have the most movies. You know, we have 11 Fast and Furious. I do have a love hate with, like, really, I just love it because it's so ridiculous. And that's what I was kind of hoping to go into with this movie. Like, just watch it like it's Fast and the Furious.
I'll tell you this.
It's really hard.
So I've seen them all. I never really saw Bumblebee all the way through, and I watched it before this.
Okay.
Because I was told it was kind of a prequel.
Yeah.
And as you know, as you're watching this movie's set in the 90s. So this is clearly before the time of all the Transformers movies.
Yes.
So I think, here's what I think. I think Bumblebee was a prequel to these three movies that they're making.
Yeah.
So I think this is number one of three. So it's very Fast X.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, wait. So they did like a Terminator style of jumping, going back to before everything started.
And yes.
Redoing it again.
It's almost a reboot, but it's not.
So Shia LaBeouf is not in this universe.
It's like the X-Men prequels.
Okay. No, I think it is.
It's like the X-Men prequels, but bad. Real quick, I do love how before the movie starts, the director comes on as if like you're about to watch Goodfellas. And like it's Martin Scorsese and Tarantino like, hey, you're about to watch my masterpiece. Congratulations.
What does he say? I didn't see that part.
This motherfucker doesn't even talk about, hey, you guys are going to see an amazing movie. This is the highlight of my career. He goes, y'all guys are going to see some amazing scenes. We're going to Peru. We're going to 1994. Why? Whoa, way to go.
I don't know. It was so unnecessary. It didn't explain anything.
A movie this great must be seen in theaters.
He did say that.
Hold on.
He did say that.
When I saw the new Top Gun.
He was like, I hope you see it in theaters. We're fucking here.
Yeah. When I saw the new Top Gun, Tom Cruise starts. As Tom Cruise.
Yes, he's remember that.
But
he's Tom Cruise.
But it's Tom Cruise. Second of all, Tom's like, hey guys, sorry for making you wait 3 years, but I didn't want to put this out when no one was going to theaters.
Right, yes.
So I'm hoping that this brings everyone back, which it kind of did.
Well, it did for that movie, yeah.
Like it kind of did.
Wait,
for Transformers Rise of the Beast? Hey, director, get off the screen.
Well, Top Gun was the biggest movie of 2022, box office-wise, so it definitely did.
It was a great movie, too.
Yeah.
So technically, if we're going the butterfly effect, we have Tom Cruise to thank for this movie?
Yes.
God damn it.
Maybe.
The movie did well. $60 million domestic, another $110 more globally, $170 million total.
Wow.
As far as the Rotten Tomatoes scores, the critics gave it 52%. The audience score, 92%. That's like one of the biggest gaps of like any movie ever. That's crazy.
Fans love this movie. And I'll just say, I don't know why. Now, look, I love these Transformers movies for the most part. There's been too many. But Transformers is my Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
Right? And every time they put out a Ninja Turtles movie, you kind of like it-ish.
I haven't seen the last, no.
The last five.
Michael Bay made them. They didn't look good. They didn't look good to me. I wasn't interested. They look fucking weird. They didn't look like Ninja Turtles.
Optimus Prime to me is like one of the best characters ever.
Yeah.
Because it was a toy, then it was a cartoon.
They look like the guy. That's the difference between Ninja Turtles. Those Ninja Turtle movies look nothing like the Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Which the new Seth Rogen cartoon that's coming out in August, I'm interested in that.
That actually does look kind of interesting.
That looks fun, you know?
Yeah. So remember, I had a cartoon and a toy and a comic, and now they're making these movies. And so anyway, I guess we can dive in and start talking about it. But they don't really tell us, they don't warn us that this is a prequel. All we know is it's another Transformers movies. And honestly, up until a couple weeks ago, I thought it was just the next one.
Right.
Until we find out that, you know, they start. So the movie, I'll just jump in. So the movie opens with a narrator talking about how Unicron eats planets.
Yeah. He looks like a giant anus.
It's what it is.
It does. It just a little looks bit, like a giant asshole that's about to swallow you whole.
And some of this, you guys will have to help me with the plot holes because,
oh,
look, I
dear
mean,
God, Joe.
I know that, you know, in the Transformers universe, Unicron eats planets. That's what he does. Yeah. He doesn't need help, but whatever. Like, he just does this and the Transformers.
You know what? This movie was ripping off so many elements of the Avengers movies.
You think so?
Oh, my God. Like, he was basically Thanos and sending his children to go find the Infinity Stones. I'm sorry. What was it called?
The key.
The key.
It's just the
key. No, the key. And then, like, yeah, it was also like when the main bad guy, not Unicron, but the main one, the main soldier.
Scourge.
When, like, Scourge or whatever, when he talks to Unicron somehow. That was like when Loki was talking to the bad guys in Avengers. Yeah. There were so many things like that.
I just don't understand why they can't get a Unicron movie right. Even the animated one from the 80s. In this movie, weird, we see Unicron three times. This is supposed to be Galactus.
And we never see him in his, like, full form either.
No,
we kind of see like
we never see him in his full Galactus.
That's like never seeing Thanos in his full form.
Wait. Here's the other thing. What's the title of the movie?
Rise of the Beast.
Where were they? They're barely in this fucking movie.
Well,
they're in the very beginning and the very end. Yeah. They're barely in the movie. The cheetah did nothing. You're worthless. Yeah. You suck. Where's the T-Rex?
The title of this movie should have been Transformers.
Wasn't there a T-Rex?
Age of Extinction.
Oh, I gotta see that one to see the T-Rex.
It should have been Transformers Unicron. Right. That should have been the whole movie.
Yeah.
So this Unicron motherfucker also transforms?
Yes.
No. Jesus.
No. He really doesn't. Well, okay. Explain this to me.
So okay. So you know what Galactus is, right?
Yes.
He's like a big, giant, purple, like dude. He's like a guy with arms and legs.
He's not just a cloud, like in the Fantastic Four movie.
No. Unicron is, yes, he's a planet that, you know, eats other planets, but he also transforms into a giant dude, just like Galactus. Right. He never does this in this.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
I don't remember.
So Unicron eats planets and he sends Scourge and his lead hench, like Scourge is his lead henchman down to, like, why not just eat the planet?
Okay.
Go down and look at the planet just first. That was a problem.
Okay. Hold on. I remember now. Why are there Transformers that look like gorillas and cheetahs? Can you explain that to me?
I understand.
Why?
I understand.
Because I thought they were going to explain it. They didn't explain it at all.
Hold on.
That's why.
They never explain it. I understand when a robot transforms into a car.
Yeah.
It wants to hide. Exactly. It wants to drive, right? But like a gorilla and a man are so close together.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Like, were they trying to blend in the forest? Was the robot gorilla fucking real gorillas?
Maybe. So then we see robot gorillas.
Oh, and then, we have to blend in. I'm going to be a bird, but not just any bird. The biggest bird you've ever seen.
Yeah, right.
The biggest bird you've never seen.
You've never seen, yeah. So gorillas and animals are fighting the henchmen. Wait till you see the names I have for some of these guys as we get into this.
This is going to be a long review. God.
Oh, boy.
So there's a key that rules them all or some shit. Uh-huh. And a big gorilla gives it to Optimus Primal.
Primal!
I can't even say it without laughing.
I was watching like, I guess he becomes Optimus Prime?
Right.
Nope.
That's
nope.
what I thought.
No,
but
we
then
find
like,
out later. He's like, I was named after you, buddy.
But
just
you're
a monkey.
I thought you were first.
But you were first. Doesn't make sense. So the Big Ape and Scourge have a big fight, and Scourge wins in like 4 seconds.
Absolutely.
He just obliterates him.
Oh.
But the animal friends get away.
Yeah.
So without the key, he still eats the planet, I think. Right?
Yep.
Unicron still eats the planet. He doesn't need the key to eat the planet.
Yeah.
He just needs the key to travel to other planets.
To eat other
planets. But he can still do that.
Yeah.
Okay. That part I wasn't sure.
No.
So cut to some guy, Noah, trying to steal Cable.
He's a Mets fan.
He's a Mets fan.
Also, to show you that it is 1994, the World Trade Centers.
Yep.
Are you? They're right there. I'm like, oh my God, the Transformers are going to cause 9/11. That's what I immediately thought. Like, holy shit. Well, they're rewriting history. Well, it's like Tarantino with Inglorious Bastards.
Yeah. So they show Tupac and Power Rangers shirts. So I'm like, is it 93? Yeah. I guess that's what they're trying
and
to say.
OJ Simpson is OJ's, in this movie.
OJ's in the news.
Right.
OJ Simpson is technically in this movie.
Yeah. So all we know is he has a mom, they owe money, and his little brother has sickle cell anemia.
Yes.
Some kind of sickle cell thing. So then we see a paleontologist going to work, and she helps cops figure out what stolen stuff is real or fake. Yes. That's all I got from that.
Right. No, this intern.
Cops are very interesting.
I don't even know her name. What is her name? Anyone
got her name?
I don't
remember her name. But like,
I got it.
Who are you?
Yeah, that's probably close.
I just show girl in all my notes.
She knows more than the museum curator, but she's
I found out
intern.
Later she's the intern. Yeah. So she sees an owl statue that has Unicron's symbol, so she thinks it's special. Back to the brothers at the hospital, but they have no money, so no treatment.
No treatment.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's not how hospitals work.
No.
A guy runs into a building, and we hear O.J. Simpson trial stuff on the radio.
We see his face! What is that necessary?
So, like, we get it. It's the 90s.
Oh, my God.
O.J. and Transformers exist in the same world.
He has a final interview.
Right.
But it's canceled because the guy said you're not a team player. Never explained.
Yeah.
Never explained. Ever.
He's like your commanding officer. He said something about that. Your commanding officer told me that you're a shithead.
But why did you even schedule the interview to begin with?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
And like, what did he do to become a shithead? We didn't even know how he got out of the military.
Nothing's explained in this movie. Then he meets up with his buddy and they're going to steal some shit. The museum girl tries to tell her boss that the owl is important. Her boss doesn't care, so she steals her badge.
Yep.
Noah sneaks into the building, and we cut between like the girl and the guy, and he's trying to steal cars. And of course, the one car he steals is an Autobot.
Yeah.
And then the girl breaks the owl.
The one car he steals is Pete Davidson.
Is Pete? He steals Pete Davidson. Yeah.
Like, can you believe that? You get, of all the Transformers, you get Pete Davidson. Fuck. No. Should probably go get tested.
By the way, we already know Peter Cullen is Optimus Prime. He has been.
Yeah.
And he's like 81. I don't know how much longer they can make these movies. Outside of Pete Davidson, who else is in this movie?
Nobody.
Like Michelle Yeoh, is someone.
She's the bird.
Like, they went all in on Pete Davidson.
He's the star of the movie.
He is the star of the movie. So she breaks the owl accidentally and the key's inside.
Yeah.
So her dumb curiosity sends a signal to Unicron to come eat the planet.
Apparently, if you scan the owl, it breaks. How fragile is this fucking?
But literally,
no one scanned it before.
Right. But it's her curiosity that causes them to all die or almost
die. No one thought to scan it.
Not only that, you got lasers at some random place in New York. I mean, in 1994, it seems kind of.
By the way, we then see Optimus Prime. On Earth.
Yeah.
And he calls all the Autobots.
Yeah.
Huh? What? I'm sorry. In the first Transformers movie,
please remind me.
We see them all arrive at Earth. Yeah. They just randomly arrive.
Not only that. Okay. So he calls.
Cybertron is dying. So they have to. It's like Superman.
Yeah.
So they send pods to Earth. But they're already on Earth?
They're already on Earth. He calls all the Autobots, right? But they obviously don't come because they're all still everywhere else. Because we see new Autobots whenever they go to different places.
Yeah, every time they go somewhere new, like another Autobot comes to play.
So they just ignored Optimus, I guess?
And is Pete Davidson / Mirage sleeping? Is he in a coma?
Yeah.
Like, why is he not?
I don't know.
So Noah is inside of Mirage. They make that joke later. And after a high-speed chase where some cops die...
Yes.
Many cops die. God, so many. It's like Fast X. Like so many people die.
Fuck it.
We meet Pete Davidson. Optimus arrives with RC and Bumblebee, and we find out the key can bring them home.
Yeah.
It's been 7 years.
7 years.
So since Bumblebee, it's been 7 years.
All right, quickly, I want to mention how, because it's 1994, Pete Davidson is making multiple Dumb and Dumber jokes.
He is.
I like it a lot. What was the other one? He did another one. was like, come on, just stop it. He also mentions Marky Mark.
Yeah, who he broke up with the Funky Bunch.
He's in the other movies. He's mentioning Marky Mark.
It's not canon. It's not canon.
So in Bumblebee.
We reset the universe.
So listen, Bumblebee is the late 80s.
Yeah.
And he sends Bumblebee to Earth because Cybertron is dying. Yeah, I don't know how that happens in two different decades. And then they all arrive at Earth and be like, thank you, Bumblebee.
Yeah.
That's how kind of how Bumblebee ends.
Gotcha.
You don't, they don't really show how they arrive.
Okay.
But it just ends that way.
Sure.
So now they're all still there. So Mirage convinces Noah to help steal the key for cash.
Yeah. Also, that big like thing that's in the sky, like the way they keep all this whole movie like self-contained and like have not like don't have the whole world go into panic. It's, oh, you can't see it because you're not human.
Right.
You can't see the hole in the sky.
Because you are human.
With the bee coming down.
Yeah.
Because you are human. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, humans can't see that.
Yeah.
For some reason.
So because of that beacon, Scourge and his buddies arrive on Earth. Yeah. And then Noah sneaks into the museum, question mark?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, they could just done this themselves.
Blow a
just
hole in the fucking thing.
So what stupid. Do you need a human for?
This Hold is- on. By the way, they've been on Earth for 7 years. No one on Earth has seen them.
Optimus Prime's like, we don't want to destroy a poor building.
I've been a truck of...
Like as soon as Optimus Prime saw that Mirage brought Noah, Optimus Prime's like, why did you bring a human? What the fuck? And just crushes Noah right then and there.
Hold on, Josh. Hold on.
Optimus well, we have Prime, to kill him.
Optimus Prime is an asshole in this movie.
Yes.
Who hates humans.
Right. Yes.
He's like a bad guy when this movie
that's
starts.
That's what I was going to get to. Like, they're taking all this care of this a museum, but he gives two titty fucks about humans. Yes. Like, what the fuck?
He doesn't give a flying fuck.
Well, we better sneak a human in there to grab it.
Yeah. What? Fucking dirty human.
So the girl has the key. So they're like, let's sneak in. But then Scourge comes and just blows a fucking hole in the building.
Yep.
Again, no one knows who robots are. Mm-mm. And he sends his robot dogs after the key, or spiders, or whatever they are.
Another thing about movies like this is when a character sees a Transformer for the first time, they're not that surprised.
They're really not, yeah.
They're just like, whoa, that's interesting. Fucking 50-foot robot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked.
They're
kind of
scared for like 3 seconds. They're like, hey, you want to be best friends?
Especially when the little brother sees bump, one later.
Fist
he's
bump.
Just like, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
You'd be shitting so much that your room would be completely full of shit.
Right.
So, and all be the humans, too much poop.
All the humans, for some reason, always want to talk shit to the alien.
Yes. Exactly.
I know. So the Autobots come and then they fight.
they fight.
Okay, wait. Are we at the end of the fight yet?
No.
Okay, all right. Sorry. I have one thing to say.
So the dogs chase them around. Scourge kills Bumblebee.
Yes.
And then Eagly, or whatever the lady's name is.
Eagly.
Yes. Who's a Maximal.
Oh.
Shows up and explains the entire movie to us.
Have we seen her in the other movies?
No.
No.
What the fuck then?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, she lands shows up and she explains to the audience what the fuck is going on, basically.
Yeah, right.
So,
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's the end of that fight.
Okay, also, like, he kills Bumblebee. The others show up. Optimus Prime is injured. The others show up, and what's his name? Spooge? Scourge?
Scourge.
Scourge? He just goes, all right. And then they walk off the fucking frame. They walk off frame. He just goes, okay, we're done here. Just walk off. And they do that multiple times in this movie.
So many times they could have ended this whole thing.
Yeah, just finish them off. And there's just, two left.
Hey, let's go. Let's I'm tired. Yeah. So we find out they split the key in two pieces. And the girl figures out it's in Peru. Through some hieroglyphics that she
She's
finds.
Like, this is only in Peru.
In like a book.
And she is like the world's greatest intern.
No, she is.
I swear. World's greatest.
Thankfully, it was the one day a year where no tourists are at Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
The one day a year where apparently Machu Picchu is closed.
Yeah.
Because I've been there. There's thousands of people that go to Machu
Picchu.
All
the
but they were like, oh, no, everyone's partying today.
Yeah, they're
so
all
no
partying.
One's at Machu. There's only llamas, and no one's feeding the llamas.
Yeah. So Noah goes and says goodbye to his brother, but Mirage is loud. So the kid sees him, and Noah says, that's my work friend.
Yeah, that's it.
And Mirage is like, work, friend. You've been inside of me.
Yeah.
So like now we're getting, there are some horrible, there are some horrible deaths, like almost gruesome deaths later on in this movie. Yeah. And then you have lines like this. Is this for kids? Is this rated R?
My son loved the movie. By the way.
My son loved the movie. So Noah arrives to the Autobots and they travel inside a robot named Stratosphere, who's old, but why does he look old?
What?
Optimus is equally as old.
Yeah.
Why does he have an old human face? Explain that.
Mustache.
Why doesn't Optimus have a same face as he's the same age?
Why doesn't he sound like an old prospect? You know, like, oh, hello, Sonny.
He kind of does.
This guy was like the old pilot from The Mummy from 99.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Why is he old, though? They're robots, Aaron. Why is he old?
Not only that, so when he shows up, he spits out parts of him and like
he's like,
you still want to ride in this motherfucker?
It's like, no, you have AIDS. Like
coughed up an oily engine.
So they all the robots get to Peru and they meet Slipjack, whatever his name is, who has an accent for no reason.
Slapjack.
And they even joke, you have an accent for no reason.
And he's
they
like, make you that joke. Racist.
And they go, hey, Noah and the girl, why don't you guys go alone to the church?
Yeah.
We have robots.
Right.
And they go, you guys go alone. So Scourge is there.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know.
Sure.
Scourge is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he can.
She said, if I know where this is, then Scourge definitely knows. Peruvian?
Right. How the fuck would he know?
Hold on.
Hold on. It's not like that stick started glowing.
What would he know about Peru?
Well, it was his first time on the goddamn planet.
Hold on. Scourge clearly knows because he's there. They have to find their Autobot friend, climb inside of him, and take an old junker over the Pacific or over the Atlantic. Yet Scourge knows where it is. They're in spaceships.
Yeah.
And they beat Scourge there. I don't understand that part.
Movie's hurting my brain.
Oh, yeah.
So again, Scourge is there. He could just go and end it all immediately.
Yeah.
He sends his spider dogs again. You guys go.
Yes.
I'll be back here, you know, just chilling.
Yeah.
And they easily, and then the kids easily figure out some puzzle.
It was so easy. I was like, thank God no one turned those things in all the years it was there.
No, it was like a face. And they just turned all the faces the same way.
Yeah.
An entire cave opens up.
Right.
So in
No one did that in thousands of years.
No kids were playing with it.
No one ever ran by and slipped and one of the dials spun. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no one has done that.
Are we also supposed to believe that they made Machu Picchu? Like, did the Transformers do everything?
I think they did.
Like, they made all this advanced, like, these caves and shit, and they just put some stones on a fucking mountain.
And remember.
With llamas.
Not Autobots. Not Decepticons. Unicron made all this.
Ah, that's right.
Why? Why if he's just going to eat it?
I don't know.
Eat the whole fucking planet. Why is he making all these puzzles? So they get chased, and then Noah shoots a spider, and he goes like, oh, there's a gun. And then the Autobots are driving to meet them, and then they all start fighting the Terracons. I found out their name at that point in the film. They're Terracons. So there's Maximals, Autobots, and Terracons.
Yeah.
So they all stop fighting for no reason, and then the Autobots leave.
Yeah.
They're on a mountain.
Wait, this is when they're fighting on the road on the mountain, right? And okay. First of all, I've been on these fucking mountains in Peru. The roads are not that wide because we almost died multiple times. I was like, Jesus Christ. Then, this is the bird that shoots, that blows up part of the bridge.
Your flame, part of the mountain.
And then Scourge again is like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's go.
Yeah. You're huge. You can step over that fucking hole.
Right. You can fly over it.
She's got fire. Isn't she like one of the most powerful
fighting just because there's a little hole there.
I literally wrote, they all stop fighting for some reason. They just and the Autobots leave. And the humans find the end of the cave and boom, they meet Primal. Rhino? Rhinocon? And Cheetahcon. It's Rhinocon and Cheetahcon.
God, they're so... Wait. Rhino and Cheetah were worthless.
There was a rhino, right?
Yeah.
He was
completely worthless.
That was the last time I saw the rhino.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember until him afterwards.
Until the very end.
Remember, the Autobots leave the fight.
Yeah.
They get to the end of the cave.
Yeah.
They find the Maximals, and immediately the Autobots show up.
Yes.
Oh, hey, we're back.
Yeah, yeah.
We left, but now we're back.
Yes.
And Primal explains how he was named after Optimus Prime.
I don't get it.
And he moved the key, so they have to go get it. Let me ask you a question, all of you, right now. You know what, Aaron? This one's for you.
Yep.
Why not destroy the fucking key?
Because we need to go home.
I'm so mad at
the Maximals don't need to go home.
But that was Optimus Prime's whole thing. Yeah, I need to get home.
No, I know that. But why haven't the Maximals destroyed? They break it in half.
Right.
And hide it on different ends of the planet. Yeah. Why not destroy it if you're worried about it?
Thing. Right.
Because they said our main concern is him destroying other planets. So we're going to break it in half and hope they never find it. And they find it easily.
We put it in this cave that, you know, everyone was too stupid to turn a few faces on a cave. But instead, we better leave it with some native Peruvians.
They took it out of that cave years ago.
Yes.
We made all these complicated puzzles. You guys figured it out. Great job. We took it out of there years ago.
And we left it with some native Peruvians, which, you know, if Scourge ever found out they have it, they're all fucking dead.
They're all dead.
We put all these native Peruvians in danger.
Yeah.
And again, this guy is fucking Galactus. He doesn't need some special thing to go eat planets.
No.
That's what he does.
Just go
he
eat planets.
He can go anywhere and eat any planets.
Anytime.
He needs none of this.
Earth, Mars, just go. Just go for
it. And his butthole's already like poking through a bit.
Well, it did poke through a little bit later.
His puckered asshole.
So I'm still confused.
He's like mid-nut.
Yeah. So Optimus Prime lived on Cybertron and then left. Yes. And then
I have no fucking idea.
Josh, no.
Don't pop a vein, Josh.
We don't know any of that,
you're
Josh.
Hurt yourself.
No. At this point in the seven movies, we don't know any of that, Josh.
Go. I don't know, but the part where I think it was when they were in Peru or maybe after when the girl tells Noah, like, you're just like Optimus. Because he's protecting his family and you're protecting yours.
Yeah.
And like Noah's whole thing where he's like, I guess I got to save the world. Whatever. I guess that's my job.
Yeah. So they all camp out for the night with Scourge on his way for no reason. Hey, guys, we're all robots. Let's just go to sleep. Did you understand this?
And one of them.
I'm like, what?
One of them was like, we must protect the humans. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Why? They're all gonna die.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. How is there no century? Why do robots need to sleep?
Autobots, take a nap.
That's the only thing that makes sense. How are they not awake 24/7?
I'm tired. Let's go to bed.
There should have been a funny scene where they all just like roll into an oil change lot.
No.
I want to see Optimus Prime walk in a tent. Bumblebee kind of walks near it, looks both ways, and walks in his tent.
I think we get the relationship. I wanted Pete Davidson to go, like it's time for nap.
Right.
Come and take a siesta because I'm in Peru. Mm.
So the girl wakes up before the robots. She wakes up first. Robots are still snoring. And she finds Eagly being controlled by Scourge.
Yes. That's right.
And she's like, hey, what's up?
Because he like jizzed on her earlier.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't control it. So she signals them. So after all this, Scourge is coming.
Yeah.
Scourge shows up and gets the other half of the key easily.
Easily.
Easily. So they divided the keys to keep it from him.
Barely an inconvenience.
And then apparently Primal has to kill Eagly to stop her. Because she's being controlled?
Yeah.
It's like, Andrew, I'm being controlled by evil people.
Right. Murder me.
So he murders her. That's fun. So cut to Scourge building this bridge that brings Unicron to them.
Yeah.
Aaron, I thought he eats planets.
Oh,
my
God. He
just eats fucking planets. He doesn't need any of this.
Oh, right. So,
and like the ape is like, we're fucked. There's no way. and they're like, really? And he's like, well, maybe not. What? You just said we're fucked.
99.9%.
Well, you just got to press stop on the control panel. Oh, damn it. How are we going to do that?
My whole thing was, okay, so they put the key together, and then the mountain turns into some type of, like, giant portal?
Yeah.
Would that have happened anywhere? Like, if we were in Texas?
I love how Scourge gets it, and then he just goes a mile away from them to start everything?
Right.
Why don't you go across the whole fucking planet where they don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
I wrote, with time of the essence, the Autobots watch and talk shit out.
Optimus Prime is looking at it and he's like, fuck.
He's like,
well,
this sucks.
What are we going to do? They're a mile away. I don't know what to do.
Your robot can fly?
I guess you humans are fucked. We're going to a different planet.
Right. Right. They just take off. So Noah asks, how do we stop them? And Primal says, well, we need a code. And the girl's like, well, I know the code.
I know the code.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Cool.
Oh, perfect. So they arrive to this bridge and Scourge creates an army. Yes. He's like, I need an army.
There you go.
Just CGI. Like Thanos.
Yes.
Here's random things that I control.
Oh, yes.
I have to get to this. Okay. So they're talking about their plan. They're making their plan, right? So none of them have ever seen this before, right? But they automatically know that there's tubes that humans can fit through.
No, that like, makes no sense, right?
Like this is
seen this bridge.
This is the damn Death Star.
It's so fucking stupid.
Yes,
because all of that doesn't matter that they can fit in this thing because the fucking Autobots just fly over there anyway. Just bring the humans with you.
Not only that, Scourge is right on top of them.
By the way, they transform from these giant robots to these little tiny cars. Like if humans can fit in these tunnels, you telling me a car? A little bug, a beetle couldn't fit through it.
This was also the moment where one of them said, oh, Optimus Prime, he's like you. He's a big brother trying to protect his family.
Yeah.
And they say family, and I'm like, this is where we needed Dominic Toretto to show up, and him and Optimus Prime talk about family, and then he gets inside of him.
Optimus Prime pops open one of his compartments,
yeah.
And it's Dom Toretto operating.
Dom's like, I've been driving this car for 7 years.
Exactly.
So they charge, and then Primal, I didn't even know he can do this, he transforms.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he was better as a gorilla.
I think so.
He transforms into a guy, and he's just not as powerful.
Right.
So the Autobots and Maximals destroy the army. They're just taking them out.
Yeah.
There's an unlimited number of these army guys.
It's like the first Avengers.
Yeah.
Not only this.
They just keep coming out of the hole in the sky.
Yeah. Not only this. Okay, so.
I was waiting for the nuke.
There's this, nuke too. There's this giant hole in the sky. Yeah. You'd like to think that military forces could like see all these things on radar.
Yeah.
But you know, it's.
No, you can't see it because you're human, except for the two humans that are there.
Except for Noah, who the world, right at it, yeah. World's in Noah's fate, and then this unnamed scientist intern.
Yeah.
Yes.
So as the humans run through the tunnel, Mirage has to go distract Scourge. And this leads to Mirage having to sacrifice himself for Noah. What we learn in this movie is no one truly dies.
No.
Because they're robots.
They're robots.
Just charge them.
And like someone teased her, they teased the whole movie as if they were like, okay, when Bumblebee dies, all the kids in the theater are going to cry.
Yeah.
So throughout the whole movie, like five fucking times, Optimus Prime basically has to look in the camera and say, don't worry, he'll be back.
Yeah.
Because there's so many times like, can he be brought back? And they're like, well, if some bullshit happens, you know, electricity,
yeah.
Then you can revive him.
Plus, there's five other movies in the future where he's alive.
Exactly.
So we know he lives. So Unicron draws near and then he sends his balls to Earth. He's like, here's my balls. I don't know how else to say that.
I yelled out the theater, oh no, not balls.
He's like seeds the earth through his balls.
I just bet he was taking a shit.
And then, I'm sorry, Noah's brother talks to Noah across the planet on a walkie-talkie?
This was the worst part.
Explain
of the movie.
This,
it was
Josh.
Powered by love.
Josh, I've had walkie-talkies as a kid.
Sure.
After about 12 feet, they're useless.
Especially in 94.
Joe, your walkie-talkies have never been powered by an Autobot. So
Were they powered by an Autobot?
You're right. Maybe just
they weren't.
I was a little kid, like maybe in the year 2000, I bought two walkie-talkies, one for me, one for my friend Steven, who lived like a few hundred feet away.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Didn't work.
It never worked.
No, it didn't work.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's my favorite part of the movie.
Oh, sure.
Mirage isn't dead.
Yeah.
So he turns Noah into Ultraman.
Yeah. I figured it was Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then when he becomes, so that's his name, Ultraman?
No, I made that up.
Okay.
I'm assuming
isn't from anything, right? At this point? This
is who was that Nintendo video game with the guy that shoots? That's what I thought he looked like.
Mega Man.
Oh, my God, he did look like Mega Man.
He turns him into Mega Man.
But when he does that, and then Noah's like talking to his brother, and he's like, we don't say real names, right? And then the little bro is like, fuck that. Tell him your name. Like he says, forget that. But you know, like, it was fuck that.
Yeah,
tell him your name.
Yeah.
This kid's like 8.
And the CG was awful with his face.
Yeah.
Like, it was terrible.
By the way, Noah had given up.
Yes.
And the brother goes, don't give up. And he went,
I don't give up.
All right. I won't. So Optimus shows up as he's about to face off with Scourge. Optimus shows up to help him fight him. Yeah. And the girl almost dies saving her backpack with nothing in it. Her book is in it.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
She's about to fall into the lava and shit. She's doing athletic stuff that it's like, okay. Yeah. Like,
you're a world-class gymnast.
Ninja Warrior person would struggle here.
Fair, Ninja Warrior wasn't invented by then, but maybe she would have competed pretty well.
Right.
She's secretly super athletic. Okay, sure.
Right.
So she almost dies saving. Athletic. No, she's literally saving her book. She's like, I can't lose this book.
Yeah.
So then Energon from Unicron's balls. I'm not even kidding. This is awakens Bumblebee.
Correct.
Yes.
That's yes? Am I getting that wrong?
Yeah. Correct.
Just when all hope is lost.
It's the best part of the movie.
Bumblebee shows up to the fight. They play Don't Call It a Comeback.
Yeah.
And he destroys everyone.
Yes.
He's more powerful than Unicron.
I will say
this. He kills everyone.
He does.
This was
after getting killed so easily in the beginning of the movie.
Right, right.
Then they butcher one of the greatest lines in cinema history.
Yeah.
You hear Roddy Piper say, I'm just, because he can only play stuff through movies.
Right.
I came here to kick ass.
Right.
And that's all you hear.
Yeah.
You're like, come on.
I know.
They say the word ass.
There's bubblegum.
Why not say the whole thing?
Right. Me and Aaron like applauded. We were like, oh my God, finally a good part. But then they cut it off.
They cut it off.
Yeah.
This was one of the two times that people openly cheered in the movie theater.
Why not just play the whole thing?
Yeah.
They say the word ass. They
didn't kick ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of bubblegum. Yeah.
That's it. Or I'm out of...
Just add two more seconds.
Or I'm all out of Unicron's balls.
Or some type of bumblebee pun.
Yeah, right.
I mean...
So Bumblebee, Mega Man, and the girl... they go help the girl with the code.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime gets Scourge one-on-one for like the fourth time, really.
Yeah.
And he calls for backup. Oh, Scourge calls for backup. And then like 100 million more robots come. Yes. Like, how many were they fighting before?
Right.
And then Primal shows back up with his friends to help. Where have they been? Just fighting the other robots?
Fucking other animals.
Yeah. So the girl, he puts in the code, and Optimus Prime kills Scourge. But then the panel is destroyed.
Yeah.
She's like, the panel's destroyed.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? So Optimus says, look, I'm going to stay. You guys leave. I'm going to sacrifice myself and destroy the key.
It's cool.
Yeah. Hold on. I have to talk about this.
Yeah.
Earlier, they said that once it started, you can't stop it because then it has the same energy as a supernova.
Yes.
I would imagine a supernova maybe could destroy the world.
Yes.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it seemed like barely an inconvenience.
Just a little bit.
So they all leave. Optimus easily destroys the key.
It was like a tornado.
And then when Unicron still... Aaron, Unicron still tries to eat the planet?
He still does, but oh no!
Optimus is getting sucked into...
His asshole.
Unicron's asshole, even though they destroyed the key. What was the point of destroying the key?
He's already there.
He's already eating the planet.
But the thing gets blown up, so he goes back through the butthole in space.
But Noah comes back, and Mega Man helps him.
I love how Optimus Prime is about to be flying away, but little Noah,
he's like, here,
can stop.
He's like, Optimus Prime by the flying pinky.
Away. What? Yes.
And then
not
Primal.
Only that, there's a second where where Optimus Prime is saved.
Yeah.
And then Noah's just standing there, but he doesn't get sucked in.
No.
Yeah.
He's little tiny Noah.
So then Primal also helps, and then they flee, and then again from that same spot they were in earlier, watching the world die.
Yeah.
They're like, so is Unicron dead? And then Primal knows everything. He's like, he's trapped. Where? Outside of Earth?
Yeah.
And no one can see him?
The Phantom Zone, right?
No one knows?
No.
Certainly not humans. They can't see anything.
He can never just fly to Earth.
I also love how
the whole movie, Optimus Prime is like, we have to get the key. We have to get back to our planet to save our planet. And once the key's destroyed, Optimus Prime's like, oh, well.
Fuck it.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I guess we're here
first. He's completely over it.
Yeah.
Immediately.
And he never once thought, well, wait a minute. If I can get home to Cybertron, so can Unicron. Maybe we should blow this thing up.
Right. Josh, right. By the way, they go back to Cybertron before Transformers 1.
Okay.
So in this trilogy, apparently, we're going to have to see them. There's two more movies of them doing something with somebody.
God.
That don't include Decepticons.
Great. Right.
So Noah goes home, hugs and kisses, and he has a job interview. He has the Mega Man suit, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what point. Let's save this to the end.
Uh-huh.
So he rebuilds the Mega Man suit into another Porsche, and Pete Davidson's fine.
Yes, yes.
Mirage is fine.
Yes, that's the mid-credit scene.
Yeah, but before we get
so lame.
Noah goes back to a job interview, and then we, you know, as he's in this job interview, we see it's that famous actor.
Yes,
they hide him for a minute.
Yes.
So when he reveals himself, I'm like, oh, the guy
from Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Many other things.
So many things.
Sopranos, but he's not like, a named actor that you just know who he is.
Plus,
like
he wasn't in the original Transformers. I was like, wait, so I thought he was going to recruit him into the Transformers or something. So he's talking to him. We're going to need you. We'll give your brother full benefits.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm like, okay, I don't remember. How are they going to connect this to the Transformers? Because when Transformers 1 happens, no one knows what the fuck a Transformer is.
Right.
So I'm like, how are they doing this? He hands him his business card. He flips it over, and we see G.I. Joe! Greatest American hero!
Who wants a butt massage?
Butt massage. And then everyone goes, wow, what?
Exactly what I did. And I was like, huh.
My first thought after that was, there hasn't been one since the Rock one, right?
Right.
That was the last G.I. Joe.
They did a Snake Eyes standalone, which I didn't see.
Neither did I.
I went, oh my God, what? So I'll tell you this. Remember, there's been 2 or 3 G.I. Joe movies.
Yes.
Sure.
There's one without the Rock. Then they're like, that sucks. We should add the Rock.
Yeah.
And then they had one with the Rock. Neither were any good.
I saw the second one. The only thing I can remember is that Channing Tatum died in the beginning. Yeah. I don't remember anything else. Fuck off, 15 years ago.
The Rock one was better. It was better than the first one, but it still wasn't memorable.
No.
So I'm like, okay, I remember those movies, I guess.
Yeah.
I remember Transformers. Why does this come into play? So then I did think back. There was a comic.
Uh-huh.
Look, all comics do crossovers.
Sure.
Yes.
There's a Batman, Superman, Marvel comic out there. Like they did a crossover.
Yes.
So I remember as a kid, there was a crossover where the Transformers and G.I. Joe sync up.
Yeah, that happened.
And do stuff. So I guess that's where they're going with this.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. Where do they go for it? Like if there's 2 more movies, is there going to be a reboot of G.I. Joe? By the way, like, okay, you're the youngest one here.
Yeah.
Do you even fucking give a shit about G.I. Joe? You didn't play with it as a kid.
No.
I did.
I know, but like, so are these movies for like 40 and up?
Here's the thing though. How does it make sense? Because
they are. Because Leo had no idea what this was.
Yeah.
Until I was like, hey, you want to go see a Transformers movie? And he's like, I guess.
Yeah.
And he liked it, but yeah.
So let's say they do G.I. Joe Transformers.
Well, they're gonna.
It takes place between this movie and the first Transformers movie.
So it's
how does
unclear.
That make any sense?
Between 94
because nobody knew what a Transformer was in the first one.
Right. Right.
Well, my question is,
I guess they're gonna have to call up Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh,
you're like,
God.
Hey, you want to come back?
Right.
Like,
so,
no.
To be the Cobra Commander.
Right, right.
He was 26.
That's why I was like, okay, so they're doing a G.I. Joe Transformers crossover. Does that mean that Unicron is linking up with Cobra?
Maybe. Probably, Josh. Honestly, Aaron, probably.
So,
yeah.
So let me pitch an alternate version of this movie to you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not on Earth.
Okay.
So they lay the groundwork. Unicron eats planets. Big giant threat. Unicron shows up on Cybertron, which we haven't seen in the movies yet. We still haven't fucking seen Cybertron.
We saw a little bit.
A little.
In Bumblebee.
A tiny little bit, but yeah. We haven't really seen it. So yeah. He shows up there. Autobots and Decepticons, they have to unite together to fight against Unicron together. Transformers are dying like Saving Private Ryan style, like tragic death after tragic death. They're just falling left and right. There's a bunch of scenes where some powerful beings show up and like get Unicron on the ropes for like a second, but it's not enough. Primus, who created all the Transformers, shows up, has Unicron on the ropes oh, not quite enough. And then at the very end, Optimus Prime with the magical MacGuffin shows up and destroys Unicron. How good does that sound versus this movie?
I'll tell you what
the whole movie is Unicron. There's no other, like, nothing.
Yeah, but right.
Like, I'll tell you what the executive producer will tell you. Mm. Where are the humans?
There's a couple token humans in this.
That's too much CGI.
How did they get there?
But just answer my question. How much better does that sound versus the movie we just saw?
Well, of course. I mean,
well, here it is. Transformers issue number 75 from 1991.
And they
That's the story.
That must cost tens of dollars.
When did you get this?
When I was a fucking kid.
You had this?
This is the only time that they told a good Unicron story. My God.
Yeah. Like, look, Soundwave.
He's a massive threat. The whole thing is about Unicron. He doesn't show up two times.
Yeah.
Do you know how much it's worth?
I have no idea.
What is it? Transformers what?
Issue 75.
Issue 75.
From 1991.
Price, $25.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's not bad. That's a good.
I don't need this podcast no more.
So
$25.
Oh my God.
But seriously, this is the only, and this is.
If it's brand new, it's worth $600. But yeah.
Right. But well, no, it's pretty close. It's just a great Unicron story. The whole, because it treats him like the ultimate threat that he should be.
Right.
He doesn't show up two or three times. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. Plus, you love seeing when good guys and bad guys link up for a greater good.
Like, even the animated movie from 85, 86, whatever it was, Joe, was, I'm assuming you saw that one.
Of course.
Even in that one, Unicron was just a whatever. It wasn't even about him. He got minions to do his bidding.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So.
G.I. Joe.
What a weird swerve at the end.
If you haven't seen the G.I. Joe parodies on YouTube, go watch them. Oh, they were around before YouTube. Like, we first saw them on E-Bomb's World.
Right.
The G.I. Joe parodies.
Yep. I will say that now that they're kind of making it into the real world with G.I. Joe, technically whatever, I mean, it's not far off to saying that these guys might cross over with Vin Diesel and his family.
No, I mean that
in about 6 years.
They need to so badly.
I mean, I'm telling you.
We need Vin Diesel and Optimus Prime like fighting over control of the machine, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're both used to it. And he's like,
Optimus Prime is like, stop touching me.
You made one mistake. You know, he's like, I took away your friends. I took away your family. He's like, but you made one mistake. You didn't take away my Transformers.
My Transformers. They come flying out.
And come on, Vin Diesel is not above this.
Yeah, maybe. I hope not.
Just don't die, Peter
Cullen. One little tiny thing that they screw up in the Transformers is for some reason in the first Transformers movie, they tell you that they can transform into anything.
Yeah.
And you'll see Bumblebee a couple of times be driving, see a cooler car, and transform and change completely into that car.
Right.
Why don't they transform themselves into like fucking spaceships and fly home? I don't understand this part.
Yeah.
I'm going to transform myself into a nuclear missile.
Yeah. Right. What? Right.
All right, let's do some fan questions. Right. Brian says, if Fast and Furious and Transformers ever really did a team-up movie, how would Vin Diesel's car sound like when it talked?
Oh, my God.
It would just only say family.
Yeah.
Family. That's family. Cool. Omar replied, I am car.
I am car.
That's great. Great, Omar. That's great.
Great.
Rizzler said, aside from the first Transformers, this entire series has been a complete bust. Best three or more movie franchise series. He's got Dark Knight, John Wick, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Matrix.
Star Wars is an honorable mention, but they shit the bed during those 2000 movies. I know Aaron Rosa likes Indiana Jones.
Indy.
But Jesus H. Christ after the Crystal,
Crystal
Skulls movie with Shia LaBeouf, it dropped a cocaine bear level awful.
Whoa.
It wasn't
Whoa.
Great. Whoa. But the first three are great.
I mean, for me, yeah, Dark
Knight. First three
Knight,
of the Matrix are is one of my favorite trilogies.
Dark Knight out of that list.
Of course. By the way, what are our ratings for this movie?
Watchable?
Watchable.
As a Transformers movie, I think this is a six?
Five.
Six? A six?
Six?
Five, Josh. Five because I like movies.
I can't rate it as a Transformers movie because I'm not a fan. So it's just like...
Four?
Like a three. I hated it.
As a Transformers movie, 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
They should have done Unicron in the second or third Transformers movie. They should have jumped right on that.
Yeah.
This is their Joker.
Well, you have Megatron, then you got Galvatron, and they did all that. Then you got the Dinobots.
Why is there only one girl Transformer?
Racist.
Racism. What's your favorite one? The first one?
First one was my favorite.
Probably. Yeah, because
first one was the best one.
It's the, you know, oh my God, who are they? You know what I mean? What are they doing? Pirates of the Caribbean. Have you seen those things?
Oh yeah, those are great.
Those are great.
Johnny Depp is still saying he's not going to do it since Disney, you know, fucked him over the first time. Mm. But yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. I only liked the first one. You know,
yeah,
the second one
decent.
Was good till the end. I thought the end was dumb. Mm. The third one I didn't like. I saw the fourth one, or I missed one of them. But yeah, no, I like the first one.
It's
a lot.
Really just the first one.
Omar, you watched all the Fast movies. I don't care what you say. This movie was awesome. Bumblebee, even though dumb fuck critics gave it a bad rating, was better than the first 5 Transformers. I'm going to watch Rise of the Beast again because it was that fun and awesome. It was also G.I. Joe crossover. Yes, please. Again, it's called Rise of the Beast. And they like are side characters and they're barely included in this movie.
How is this movie awesome? Half the movie was just 2 random people talking.
Right.
Oh my God. Yes. Jesus.
It was boring. It's
like a Godzilla movie. Like, why are we seeing any humans right now?
It was a Transformers movie and it was boring.
Yeah.
They couldn't think of clever ways to stop fighting other than, oh, there's a hole there. I guess we can't fly over it.
If you're a Transformers fan, you want to see Optimus versus Megatron. And you want to see Megatron die and get reborn because he can't be killed. That's like his thing. So it's kind of like, so what is this?
So did Megatron...
Gorilla makes it better?
Yeah.
Did Megatron die in Bumblebee? Why wasn't Megatron around?
Well, he dies in other movies, but then again,
he
gets reborn.
But this is the past.
Yeah, this is before.
Is the past
this
anyway.
Is before that. Megatron's like 12 in this. No,
I don't. He's just not on Earth yet.
Yeah.
PCJ haven't cared for any of the live-action Transformers. They focus way too much on human characters. Love the 86 animated film. Wish they'd make a feature-length live-action film with just Transformers. That's what Aaron described. Also, can my son get a special birthday shout-out? His name is Oliver. His birthday was this past Friday. He turned 4 and is a huge Transformers fan. His favorites are Soundwave and Bumblebee. I guess you forced it onto him. But yeah, happy birthday, Oliver.
Oliver. It is great that you'd want to be part of the Autobots. Now transform and roll out.
Transform this movie into something better. Chief Nakahomer, we'll all be damned. A good Transformers movie. Huh? The only negative was Pete Davidson. He's terrible. He's terrible. He's the whole fucking movie.
Hey, guys. I hate to tell you. Seems like everyone else is liking this movie.
Well, again, the fan score on Rotten
our
Tomatoes
is
like 92%.
Like, I just don't understand what was great about this
everybody.
Movie. Like, the plot was kind of weak and everything was weak.
I might have liked it more if they didn't fuck up they had a chance to do Unicron and they fucked it up. He wasn't even in the movie.
Yeah.
Pretty lame. I don't even know who he is, but yeah, just a puckered asshole is your villain. I don't know. Not great. So there you go. There's a review for Rise of the Beasts. That is all we have for you this week. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Only $3 a month. You can cancel anytime. And next week, you want to get nuts?
Next fucking week.
Damn, Aaron.
Let's get nuts. Wow, wow, wow. Aaron's going to come.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask! Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.